Every Christian should have an interest in revival. The psalmist prayed, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" The prophet Habakkuk prayed, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy." There's plenty of good books out there on the subject of revival. And I want to give you five books today, five personal favourites on the subject of revival. We're not thinking about accounts of revival as such, but five books on the subject of revival that every Christian should read. The first book is by Martin Lloyd-Jones, Revival by Martin Lloyd-Jones. It's been republished, I think, by Crossway, an American publishing company. This one is Marshall Pickering. Martin Lloyd-Jones on the subject of revival. He often preached on revival, and he did a great series on revival. I think it's still available. I have it in cassette tape. I'm sure it was in Westminster Chapel, his own church in London. So Martin Lloyd-Jones on the subject of revival. And he takes a lot of Old Testament scriptures and unfolds various aspects of the subject of revival. So there is a good book if you're interested in revival, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Then a smaller book this time, a classic on the subject of revival, and that's Leonard Ravenhill's Why Revival Tarries. I've heard this book get a little bit of bad press because of the title, perhaps. Sometimes it's perceived that this man's giving a five-point plan. If you do X, Y, and Z, you'll get revival. Not at all. If you read the book, it's just a challenge about our hearts, about winning the lost, having a burden for souls, a vision of God's glory. All of those things are covered in Why Revival Tarries. Ravenhill's, I think, first book, but certainly his most famous, and each chapter is maybe only five or six pages. There's lots of hymns quoted in it and lots of famous preachers, missionaries and evangelists of a bygone generation are quoted in Why Revival Tarries. Easy to get, still in print, so I encourage you, hook out a copy and read Ravenhill's Why Revival Tarries. This is one of my favourites on the subject of revival, Brian Edwards, Revival, A People Saturated With God. It really deals with the life and ministry of Hezekiah and the great revival that was formed under him in the Old Testament scriptures. And Brian Edwards takes themes about revival, before, during and after revival, preparation for revival, what happens in revival, the wake of revival, before, during and after revival, Brian Edwards. Wonderful book on revival. Encourage you to get a copy. Encourage you to read it. Still available, I think, in print. And again, good book on the theology of revival. And then Arthur Wallace, maybe not so familiar with him, a little book entitled In the Day of Thy Power. And again, just gives an overview of the theology of revival, prayer and holiness and clean hands and a pure heart. And gives a lot of accounts of different revivals as well, snippets and evangelists and revivalists that were used by God are quoted prolifically through this book, In the Day of Thy Power by Arthur Wallace, who is long gone to be with the Lord. But again, this book probably out of print now, but if you're on Amazon or eBay, you should be able to get yourself a copy of it. It's a good read and it'll bless and challenge your soul. And then a book by Duncan Campbell, The Price and Power of Revival. Duncan Campbell, of course, saw revival himself in different places, most notably Lewis and Harris, but other places in a lesser degree as well throughout his ministry. And so he's writing as a man that had first-hand experience of revival. He has written a little book called The Lewis Awakening. And this little booklet here is just a few sermons on the subject of revival that Duncan Campbell preached during his ministry. I got this book secondhand years ago, and inside there was a typed printout of the letter that was put in the press by the Free Church of Scotland on the Isle of Lewis just before the revival came, and that was very, very interesting. So The Price and Power of Revival by Duncan Campbell, just four chapters. It's a short little book, and I encourage you, if you can get a copy, I know it's been republished several times since, and you'll be able to get a copy, hopefully, online. So five favourites on revival. I forgot I should have mentioned as well, Stephen Alford, number six, if you can just include it. It's over on the shelf behind me there. Stephen Alford, Hard Cry for Revival, classic on the subject, the who of revival, the when, the how, the where, the why, the, all of the different questions you might have about revival are covered. Stephen Alford, Hard Cry for Revival. So there you are, folks. If you're interested in revival, some books that you might have read or might not have read. If you're not interested in revival, get a burden for it. Read some of those books. And God encourage you and bless you throughout this day. Thank you. See you soon.